I'm Gary Hartman, the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll honor a man who used music to fight racism. Alfonso Trent died on October 14, 1959. Born in Fort Smith, Arkansas in 1905, he achieved his greatest success in Dallas during the 1920s as the leader of the Alfonso Trent Orchestra, the first all-black jazz band to appear regularly at the famed Adolphus Hotel. The band's weekly radio broadcast from the Adolphus Hotel attracted a large following of both black and white fans from throughout North Texas.
After you've gone, there'll be no sighing. After you've gone, there'll be no crying. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad. If it's the best pal you've ever had, there'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time, now don't regret it. Oh, baby, look what you're doing.
Because Alfonso Trent and his orchestra attracted a large and racially diverse audience, they received threats from the Ku Klux Klan and other racist groups. Despite this, Trent and his band continued to perform, thereby helping lay the foundation for the big band sound of the 1930s and inspiring such Texas artists as legendary jazz guitarist Charlie Christian. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a singer who was known as the Sweetheart of the Americas. I'm Gary Hartman for Texas Music Matters.